This is Magic with a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast reply to The Observer in his introductory podcast. First off, welcome to Podspace. It's great to have you aboard. And by the way, my ego and I are thankful for your kind words. What do I do right now? Well, pretty much what I do is hang out on the internet. It's like job-wise, well, I tell people everything's like either unemployed or retired or whatever. It makes sense at the time. I kind of prefer unemployed. It sounds cooler. Voiceover stuff. I like doing little voices and I like to sing and stuff like that. So who knows? Maybe down the road I might start, might do that for money or something, maybe in the street I'll put a hat out, sing for cash. But if nothing else, well, at least I got podcasts. I'm loving this, as you obviously. I mean, yeah, you mentioned who's likely to be up next. Oh, Magic, sure, So here I am, the first ATS podcast troll, and just spamming the podcast Podspace. But I try and bring quality entertainment. I hope if people are enjoying my podcast, and if you're not, give me feedback, and I'll try and make them better. The gaming issue. Oh, dude. actually, I'm quite a gamer from way back. I first started gaming. You want to talk D&D? I used to do Caltech. I mean, that was like the Caltech system right after, this was in the 70s. Okay. So yeah, I used to roll the dice. And what I liked about Caltech is it had percentiles. You use percentiles instead of, and by the way, I'm like, an anti-Gygax D&Der. I mean, I'm like, Gary Gygax and the whole Gygaxian system. And I was like, my attitude on that is that they just made it arcane and weird so that they could copyright it. And I always preferred Caltech. So that was, want to talk about hardcore gamer. And, more recent years, I've been gaming online and I, play all kinds of single player games. I also play multiplayer games. The last game that I really got hooked on was Asheron's Call 2. So if there's anybody out there that's played Asheron's Call 2, my name on that game was Mystic. I was Mystic Order, the head of the Mystic Order, which is a very small and now completely defunct little guild. And, you want to talk level 1 goblin? Yo, homie, I got a level 51 enchanter, and I got a level 53 Lugion and a level 52 Tumarok. So, I can throw down. And I had other characters. I actually had, 20-some-odd characters I had worked on, and a lot of them were fairly high level. I actually liked leveling up characters. So, you want to talk gaming? I got you gaming. I got you gaming right here. I got you goblin. And, by the way, I was on Thistledown, so that was the server I was on, If anyone was on Thistledown, shout out, hey, and give me a podcast reply. I'd love to talk to some people who used to play AC2. That would be so cool. Let's see. Ah, yes. Your thing about posts and points. This is a very cool topic, and as a counselor, this is something I'm really interested in. One of my things when I became a counselor, and this is a theme for me, and I know it may not have come through, and a lot of this stuff doesn't get seen, out in the public, I guess you could say, but I have a genuine affection and love for the lurkers. I used to be a lurker on AC, or AC2, I don't know, Ashton's call, ADS. I used to lurk on ATS. I mean, I'd be off and on, I'd come and stop by and I'd just see what was going on. And did that for a long time before I finally registered. And a lot of people I know, some of the people whose posts I most admire, there are some people on this board. I'm not going to name names, but I think most of my fellow members know who these people are, because when you see their posts, you just go, whoa. You just look at that post, and they're lurkers, and my best friend is like that, When he and I get together, we just talk like crazy, but most people think of him as a very quiet kind of guy. And every once in a while, and he's quiet when in public around. I mean, seriously, when it's just me and him around, we just talk up a storm. But when most people think of him as a man of few words, and every once in a while he'll freak them out because he'll just make some comment that just is, you really have to think about that, And so that's what I love about lurkers, and the approach that you're describing to ATS of, not commenting unless you really got something to say, that's a good thing. And I think a lot of members, and hey, myself for a while, I used to be out there, get some points. I want to get some points so I can get into the rats forum. And there's this whole point thing, And that's changing. I mean, just look at these podcasts, 2,500 points a pop. Obviously, skeptic thinks these are important, and the whole emphasis on ATS is shifting away from points for posts to points for things that are actually of value. So, you know, podcasts, you know, we're just getting points for podcasts now. The whole direction I see, and I don't, you know, I don't want to put words in skeptic's mouth here, but what I'm seeing, you know, from the sidelines here is a shift away from quantity for points to quality for points. And we're going to see more of that. And this is actually something I strongly encourage. I think this is the right direction to go, where the staff in particular will have a lot of discretion with regards to how, you know, and, you know, people talk about favoritism. Screw that, okay? I like it when the staff uses their discretion and says, this is good and that's not. That's, you know, I count on them for that. So, and by the way, other ways for members to do that. And these are tricky deals, and there's a lot of politics there. But, man, you talk about, you know, lurking and stuff. I love it, you know, when a lurker decloaks, you know, and actually posts. And I've seen your, I know what you're talking about, man. It's just, that's what I love about this board is the quality of some of these things. And I'm not saying that people that post a lot, I mean, I post a lot. I like to think I post quality posts, but, you know, you can get kind of desensitized to my posts because I post so many times. But I hear you with that. So love for the lurkers right here. You want to know what my official position on lurkers is? I love lurkers, you know, and I'd love to hear more from you, but I respect the fact that you are pretty discriminating about what you'll comment on and stuff. And overall, I mean, just, you know, what a cool introduction. You know, I love your attitude. It's just totally awesome. And, you know, in my mind, you the things you're describing is in terms of how you approach ATS, you've kind of identified yourself as a model member, you know, in my view. I mean, you've described a lot of things that I look at as just things I would love to see in my fellow members. So, hey, you know, props to you, homie. Right on. I think you've got totally the right attitude about ATS. And, you know, that's just my opinion. And, you know, people have different opinions about ATS, which is what makes it such a great place. But, you know, I'm just saying, right on. Anyway, I just wanted to give you a long rambling reply to, and, you know, we say this about, oh, we ramble. Hey, sometimes it's just kind of nice to hear what people have to say. You know, I flip on these podcasts, and I listen to them while I'm doing some other stuff, and, you know, while I'm cruising the boards, and it's so cool, you know, it's like I can hear people, you know, and what they have to say while I'm going through and checking the board. Love it, you know. So anyway, I'm hoping, even though you may be a lurker in spirit, that we'll be hearing more from you, you know, in pod space, and, you know, when you choose to post, and for what that's worth, I mean, you're gonna, you know, you already get 2,500 points for that intro, Holmes. You know, the issue of points, again, it's not... going forward, you know, look at this. I mean, you get a point for a post, 2 points for reply, you know, or 2,500 for podcast. Hello, you know, there's obviously there's the staff is sending us a very clear message here. And even though I'm all over the podcast, I mean, even if I had to pay points, I'll tell you, even if I had to pay points, I would still be totally going nuts on the pod space. And you know, then run back over to the forum and get some more points and come back and start podcasting some more. I must confess, I am totally hooked on this, as you probably figured out by now. Anyway, talk about rambling. This is Magic. I'm signing out for now.